USA Radio News. I'm Victor Pohl. President Biden will be traveling to Germany and Spain later this month to attend the Group of Seven meeting and the NATO summit in Madrid. And there's more travel scheduled for next month.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A spokesperson said the administration had considered adding the Middle East visit to the president's trip to Europe this month, but concluded it's best to do a standalone trip to the region. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, abruptly pulled out of Monday's appearance before the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, citing a family emergency. The committee was told on Monday morning that Stepien's wife was in labor. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Federal health officials said Sunday that kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines appear to be safe and effective for kids under 5, a key step toward a long-awaited decision to begin vaccinating the youngest American children. The Food and Drug Administration posted its analysis of the Pfizer shot ahead of a Wednesday meeting where outside experts will vote on whether the shots are ready for the nation's 18 million babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. Kids under 5 are the only group not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. Primary voters on Tuesday will decide the fate of 2 South Carolina Republicans who are clinging to their seats in the U.S. House after defying Donald Trump. While in Nevada, an establishment favored with a former president's endorsement is facing a tougher-than-expected challenge for the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in Maine, a combative former governor who once said he was Trump before Trump has come out of retirement in Florida to challenge a nemesis for his old job. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were collapsing in price Monday after a major cryptocurrency lender effectively failed and halted all withdrawals from its platform, citing extreme market conditions. It's the latest high-profile collapse of a pillar of the cryptocurrency industry. These meltdowns have erased tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and spurred the urgent call to regulate the freewheeling industry. Major automakers are asking Congress to lift the cap on how many people can receive tax credits for buying a hybrid or fully electric vehicle. Currently, the number of tax credits allowed is capped at $200,000 per company. Automakers want the cap lifted until the EV market is more mature. General Motors and Tesla have already reached the cap, and Toyota is close to it. Legendary lead singer for heavy metal band Black Sabbath is facing extensive surgery.
Rocker and 73-year-old Ozzy Osbourne is set to undergo grueling surgery Monday to remove and realign pins in his neck and back. Ozzy never fully recovered from an ATV off-road accident in December of 2003. That and a fall in 2019 exacerbated the problem, putting Ozzy in constant pain. His wife Sharon Osbourne has taken time off from work and flown to London to be by his side. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ozzy Osbourne was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2003. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.